listening to episode 1767 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
So, a new study.
Okay.
Women are less likely to date men with cats. Really? That's right.
Really?
Yeah. A study by Colorado State University found that women are less likely to swipe right or say yes to men if they're posing with a cat in their Tinder picture. Men holding cats were viewed as less masculine, more neurotic, agreeable, and open, and less dateable, the authors wrote. When shown the cat-free pictures of one of the subjects, 38% of the women said they were likely or very likely to casually date him, while 37% said they'd consider a serious relationship with him, the man with no cat. This was done with a total
You'd think you'd like the open and agreeable part of it.
Well, women, you know what? Women like the bad boys. Come on now.
That's true.
You know what? That should be a study. What's wrong with girls? They like the bad boys.
I don't think there needs to be a study. We already know it.
According to the study, it's important to note that these findings were influenced by whether the female viewer self-identified as a dog or cat person.
Well, that would make a difference.
Suggesting that culture has distinguished cat men as less masculine and perhaps creating a cultural preference for dog men among heterosexual women.
Man.
So maybe they should have posed with their dog.
Cat men don't get a break.
I don't know that many cat men anyway. But I'm just saying.
There's
very few.
There are cat men out there.
Very few. Compared to dog guys.
No, maybe not as many as dog guys.
A lot of dog guys.
But it sounds like to me you're saying there's 90% dog guys.
I didn't say that. 10%. I didn't say
That's
that.
That's what very, very few.
This isn't
be.
My study. Okay. This is a study by Colorado University. Time for the Who Cares News.
Thank goodness.
What's going on? Cat lady.
Katy Perry, speaking of kitty cats.
Yeah.
Kitty Cat Perry says she and fiancé Orlando Bloom haven't quite decided on a name for their baby yet.
Maybe they should call it Kitty.
Their Bloom kitten.
Or Fluffy. That's a good cat name. Fluffy.
They do say they have a few names they like, but they have yet to decide specifically on her name because, Katy says, I think we've got options and she'll tell us. She said, I'll look at her and go, oh, yeah, yeah, you're her. You're that.
Oh, well, I can see that.
I do, too. Yeah. I mean, I've been there.
Yeah, us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there, I think. Yeah. Named kids. I've named kids before I've had the kids, so. I'm trying to think if I named a kid after. I've
Once
had a
you
lot
see
of
the
kids,
kid, it's,
you know.
It's,
I've had a lot of kids.
Proliferator.
What did you call me?
Proliferator. She also addressed Orlando becoming a girl dad and how excited
he is.
He's
got a son,
about,
right?
Uh-huh, yeah. I think so, yeah. He's excited about having another kiddo. And she also said she's as excited as can be. Now, many reports have surfaced that Katy's had some ups and downs emotionally with her pregnancy.
Well, this is the first story we've heard about her in Orlando since they announced that they're pregnant. Most everything's been all Katy, and Orlando's been kind of absent from the stories. Which led me to believe that maybe there's trouble in paradise, but it sounds like
evidently, I mean, there was stories that were saying there was like tension, stress. But you have to remember it's a COVID baby. It was a COVID baby. It's COVID pregnancy, quarantine pregnancy.
Well, quarantine pregnancy, but the baby was probably
it's
I'm
not a
use
COVID
the,
baby. It's
the,
a quarantine. Yeah, quarantine pregnancy.
The C word. Baby was conceived outside of COVID.
Because that's true, but the pregnancy is a COVID pregnancy. I mean,
Yeah. Right.
So with all those hormones rushing in and rushing out.
This is the pool right here.
Okay.
How long do they stay together after the baby's born?
Oh, good grief.
I'm just saying.
They'll be together for a while.
I think they're a volatile couple. They're both very passionate. And I think that I don't see this lasting. I don't see it lasting.
Huh. Poor Katy Perry.
That's just me. Well, yeah, I feel bad for her. That's nothing's happened yet. I feel bad for the future. Maybe I should be a soothsayer. I'm all knowing and all seeing. Give me some tacos.
No, I'm going to take your tacos away. No tacos for you.
Hey, 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 hey.
Michael Keaton is reportedly in talks to reprise his role. I know it's coming. I know your comments are coming. As Batman.
I'm Batman. Wow.
He wasn't that bad, though, was he?
You know, I had a thing. He was in two movies. And then they went to Val Kilmer, then they went to George Clooney. Big mistake.
Huge.
But here's the deal. You know, I felt, even with Val Kilmer, the star of the show were the villains, not Batman. So any doofus could put on the cape, and it would have been fine. Even George Clooney. They gave George Clooney too much dialogue. Now, see, Michael Keaton, we had never seen him do a drama before.
True.
He was Mr. Mom, right? All those funny guys, you know, and he was funny. And then you put him in the suit, and he's just like this kind of dry, bone-dry actor playing a pretty, I would say, that Batman. I'm going to, like, lightning.
But he's done things since.
Well, no, he's won an Oscar since. I mean, no, Michael Keaton is a great actor, and I see that, and my son knows him, actually. Well, doesn't know him. He's served him drinks a lot at the bar. Anyway, the deal is, I'm Batman. So he's going to do Batman again? Is that the deal? I mean, is that what's going on here?
He's in talks.
Yeah?
He may return as the Cape Crusader, and it's a Flash movie.
Okay, so not a Batman movie. Okay.
It's a Flash movie.
Because he's even older than Ben Affleck, which is too old to play Batman.
Well, it is a Flash movie, so it's not a Batman movie.
Maybe he's Batman at the home.
Oh my goodness.
You know, just like the SpongeBob episode of the two old retired superheroes. I remember that one.
Apparently the plot for the Flash movie is going to be introducing audiences to the idea of the DC Comics multiverse.
Okay.
It's going to allow several different versions of the same characters, and they will simultaneously exist and occasionally interact.
As long as they get Ruby Rose to come in as Batwoman, I'm okay.
She's pretty good.
She's really good. I liked her in Orange is the New Black, though. She was on for one season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Very good. Very good, very good. DC Comics. It's going to be on HBO Max eventually, which I get for free, so I'm happy about that.
Well, here's a little fact for you. The last time Michael Keaton donned the cowl was in 1989.
Wow. Was that that long ago?
It was that long ago.
FML. Life is just passing me by. You know who's still very young looking, though?
Just put an effort
into
it.
I saw this on Facebook this morning. Somebody in the Halle Berry fan group posted one of her Instagrams from a couple of years ago where she is standing in the sunlight with a sheer lace thing on and nothing else.
That's why you're all Twitter pated this morning.
I gotta go back to Facebook now. We'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity after a belly full of tacos. Have a great day. We'll see you then. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
I'm Batman.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.